Hey, Tara Roberts. Hey, thanks so much for joining us on WTOP in Washington, D.C.
Hey, glad to be here.
We are talking because you are the National Geographic Explorer that's featured on the upcoming documentary. It's called Clotilda, The Return Home. It's a special one-hour event that's going to be on Disney Plus via Nat Geo on June 17th, sort of tied into the whole Juneteenth sort of next week-ish we have coming up. So, hey, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Yeah, so I just watched it last night, and it's such a fascinating subject. I mean, I know, I assume you saw the one, I guess, that Obama's company, the Descendant, that they did on Netflix a few years ago, but that was more about, like, you know, the descendants, you know, living here in the southern U.S., you know, where the shipwreck was found and all that. But what's fascinating about this one, and what makes it different, everyone needs to watch it, is sort of the return home, this journey to go back to the source of all of it in Africa. So I thought that was cool. But yeah, are there any distinctions you want to draw between those two? Because I don't want people to get them confused. I don't want to be like, we already saw this movie. You know what I mean? Like the return home is what makes this thing special.
Yeah, that's good that you made the parallels. And it does feel like to get the full story, like it's great to watch them both. I think you're right that the Descendant story focuses on what's happening in the community there in Africa Town, but Clotilda, The Return Home is about the descendants specifically of Kujo Lewis and Gumpa Lee, who were two of the Africans that were on the Clotilda. And it's about their descendants actually tracing the route that they took to come to the Americas. So Kujo Lewis actually drew a map back in 1860 that detailed his route from his village in the north of Benin all the way to the U.S. And he drew that map and then gave it to his descendants, who passed it down from generation to generation. And we followed that route back home, and it was amazing.
So great. And I before we go too far, I want to ask more about that, you know, return home trip, because that's what's so special. But let's remind people what the Clotilda was, you know, because we're talking about, oh, did you see both of these documentaries about it? Some people might not. Sadly, this stuff sadly is not taught in American history. It needs to be. So remind everyone what the Clotilda was, how, you know, the most recent, the only surviving ship, I think, that they've found.
Well, it was the last known ship to come over with captive Africans to the Americas. So in 1808, the slave trade had been made illegal. So nobody was supposed to be bringing ships across the Atlantic to the Americas. But a gentleman in Alabama who was a plantation owner, and he was the shipbuilder, he got word that one of the kings in Benin, it was the king of the Dahomey in Benin, was selling captive Africans. And so he made a bet that he could build a ship and sail illegally over to Benin, buy Africans, and bring them back without being caught. And he actually did that. So the Clotilda is the ship that brought about 110 Africans to Mobile. And what makes this story so special and so interesting, sort of twofold for me. One, the people on the ship survived, and their firsthand accounts about their stories. So that feels really important.
Yeah.
Listen to that. There are sirens in the background.
You will not silence this story, sirens.
Exactly. So that's one thing that's really amazing about the stories that you can actually hear about their experiences. Those are the people who remember being captured and being taken away, and they pass those stories down to their descendants. And the other really special thing about them is that once they were freed, so they were brought over in 1860, and then they were freed in 1865 when the Civil War happened. And those descendants decided to sorry, those ancestors decided to pull their earnings together. Once they were freed, they started working as sharecroppers around Mobile, and it took them 9 years. 32 of them took them 9 years, and they managed to save up $300. And they took that $300 and they bought 57 acres of land, and they turned that land into a community that they called Africa Town. Since they couldn't go back home, they decided to bring Africa to the Americas. And that turned into an actual community that still exists today. So that's one thing that is fascinating about the Clotilda. The other thing, which is more of a sort of scientific interest, is that the Clotilda was actually, the actual ship was found just in 2019.
Right. Didn't they burn it down and tried, a lot of people tried to pretend like it never existed, and only through this word of mouth passing it down, they were, it's like a quote unquote, like the legend grew. No, it's out there. It's out there. And people didn't want to believe it. And then there it came. And we literally just in the last few years, they found it.
Exactly. You just nailed it, Jason. That's exactly it. And then the super cool thing about it is that it's the only slave shipwreck that's been found relatively intact. So most of these ships are like splinters on the ocean floor because they were made out of wood. And so, and this was, you know, 200-300 years ago. So when they wrecked, the ocean reclaimed them. But with the Clotilda, because they sank it in the Mobile River, which is a very muddy river, the mud preserved the wreck. So it is a scientific marvel that everybody is super excited about.
Yeah, it is just fascinating stuff. Well, that's sort of the historic and the scientific, the net geo type stuff that's cool about the discovering the shipwreck. There's a lot of cool scientific discovery angle to this. But talk about sort of the human emotions of these descendants, these folks from Mobile, or the general area, that get together and now are traveling with cameras following them back across and basically returning, to the place where their ancestor was actually sold off on a slave ship. Like, talk about the emotions. They break down crying in this thing. It's powerful. But yeah, talk about it's obvious, but what? So I have a soundbite. Why do you think it was so emotional for them to return?
Yeah, I mean, again, I think, Jason, that you nailed it in your question. But to take they didn't take the remains, but they took soil from the grave sites of their ancestors. Again, it's Kujo Lewis and Gumpa Lee, and the descendants of Kujo Lewis, it's Gary Altavis and Cassandra. Their ancestor Kujo had always said that he wanted to go home. Always. And this is 150 years ago that he said, I want to go back home. And he was never able to do it. So for them, fulfilling that dream of their ancestor just meant everything. Like, one, I think it touched them because they could fulfill that dream. But I also think that as African Americans who also just understand the horrors and the difficulties that their ancestors, that all of our ancestors experienced, to be able to return to this place where their ancestors were whole. It just, I mean, I don't even know if I have all the words for it, but it means everything.
Yeah. And even when you know, there's a powerful moment in towards the end of this hour long special where, you know, you're getting kind of tearing up too. And you're like, I'm tearing up and it's not even my story. And almost this, before you can even finish that line, the woman, the descendant says, actually, it is your story. And you almost have this epiphany like, whoa, even if it's not directly my, you know, intimate family story, it really is the story of so many, African-Americans in here in America.
Yeah. Yeah. I think what made it so special for me is that most African-Americans cannot trace their ancestry back to a specific place in Africa. There's this thing that's the genealogists call the 1870s brick wall, and it is what happens when most African Americans try to trace back. Before 1870, the U.S. Census did not trace identifying details of enslaved people, so most of us get stuck in the mid 1800s. But to be able to actually trace back to a specific village in Africa is astounding. And when we went back, the welcome that we got, or the welcome that they got, I imagined that it would be the welcome that I would get to if I could trace back. So I think the Clotilda serves as a symbol and as a representation of that history that we've lost.
Yeah, it's such a good point. So many people take for granted, oh, I can trace my ancestors through Ellis Island, and then they came over from this, you know, Germany or Ireland. And then you just, the real tragedy of it, like the documentary, you know, how many, over a million people died just in the Middle Passage, let alone the horrors of slavery here. And it's just, you just, so many, like you're saying, there's a wall that cuts off there, and you literally can't trace it back. And so if you actually can, in this documentary, it's so powerful. Well, thank you for doing this. I really, really appreciate it. I know we got to run. They're giving me the go-home signal here. So, everyone, again, it's Clotilda, The Return Home. It's going to be on Disney Plus, courtesy of National Geographic, on June 17th. Hey, thanks for doing this.
Thank you for having me. And thanks for letting people know about this show.
Oh, of course. It can't think of anything more important. All right. Thank you so much.
Okay.
All right. Bye.
Bye.